We've heard this phrase constantly since the election and even during the campaign. Our nation is divided. A recent Gallup poll found three-quarters of Americans feel that way. So one man in Atlanta decided to do something about it and reach across the aisle in his own neighborhood. WABE's Stephanie Stokes has his story.
Jonah McDonald woke up the morning after the election realizing he lived in a bubble. His home is in the Kirkwood neighborhood. He works as an author and also part-time at the Atlanta Friends meeting, which is Quaker. The people he interacts with every day are like him, liberal.
I thought to myself, I don't know anybody who voted for Donald Trump. And made me realize that there was something I was missing there. If I don't have people in my close community that support the person who ended up winning the election.
He does have conservative Facebook friends, and he's tuned into Republican media. But Jonah thought he might have a different outlook if he knew Trump supporters as people. He turned to his neighborhood.
And I looked on our results from our precinct. I think there were 2,500 votes for Hillary to 236 votes for Donald Trump. And so it's a neighborhood that's pretty universally Hillary. But there's still over 200 people who live near me who voted for Donald Trump.
So he went out on a limb and posted in an online group for Kirkwood. To anyone who backed Trump, he asked, "Want to go out for dinner?" And one couple said, "Okay."
Well, would you mind saying your name?
Oh, yeah, Evan Byers.
And I'm Paige Byers.
I spoke to them outside Evan's office in Vinings the day after their dinner meeting with Jonah. Paige is on speakerphone. She's a nanny. Evan works in financial services.
I mean, I don't think it was awkward at all, to be honest with you. This is a guy who has a lot of similarities. He's a neighbor. We all like El Mariachi. Great Mexican food.
They met there and started things off by talking about beer, the neighborhood, why Paige and Evan moved from Cincinnati.
You know, after a certain point, the small talk, if you will, kind of wore off. And I very vividly remember I said, "So, what can we tell you? What do you want to know?"
The first thing they tackled were stereotypes of Trump supporters.
He kind of said the way that media paints it is that your average Donald Trump supporter is a racist, homophobic, xenophobic, KKK supporting person. And I think after having, a 15-20 minute conversation, I think he very clearly saw that that wasn't Evan and I.
Paige says they lean libertarian and don't agree with all of Trump's policies. What surprised Jonah is that the Byers also cared so much about social justice and equality.
I think what my neighbors reminded me of is that they really believe in trying to find a way to make society more equal and more just as well, but they believe conservative policies are the best way to do that.
Overall, Jonah says they covered gay marriage, abortion, and economic policy. Both sides say it was pretty stimulating to talk to their political opposites.
I think we, meaning Paige and I and Jonah, truly wanted to hear what are your thoughts? Not I hate you. I think everything you say is stupid. Complete opposite from that. Genuinely wanting to hear.
For Paige and Evan Byers, that was refreshing. They've been a little hesitant to share their political views this election cycle. And for Jonah,
I did not get together with my neighbors to have them convince me that Donald Trump was a great guy. They think he is, and that's fine. But what I needed to feel optimistic about was that my fellow Americans have good hearts.
Do you think you'll see them again?
I hope so, honestly. No, they're really nice people. And, life gets busy, so I don't want to promise too much.
Jonah McDonald's heard from other Trump supporters who are willing to meet up. He's still deciding whether he'll expand his political bubble even further. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.